Hi, I'm Tammy Greenberg, Senior Vice President for Business Development at REB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Our latest podcast series comes to you from the 2023 ANA Masters of Marketing Conference, where the marketing and advertising community all come together with a laser focus on growth. The conference showcased insights, strategies, and campaigns that leading brands have implemented to drive growth by meeting and exceeding their consumers' needs. REB had the opportunity to chat with many attendees about their businesses, their marketing goals, the issues that they're most focused on, and of course, their thoughts about radio. In episode number 11 of Radio on Main Street at the ANA Masters of Marketing, Erica Farber, REB's president and CEO, has a chat with Rachel Conforti, Senior Vice President of Marketing at LoopMe. LoopMe is a technology company that uses AI to prove consumer resonance to messaging, gain audience insight, improve advertising outcomes, and gain key learnings all in real time.
So Rachel, here we are at the ANA. It's 2,300 of our closest friends. What's the experience been like for you so far?
Oh, it's been great. I've actually feel like the energy back in the market. A lot of really good marketers, good clients, good brands, all sharing really inspiring stories. So yeah, it's been really great so far.
So tell us a little bit about your company.
LoopMe is a technology company that uses AI to improve advertising outcomes and performance. We've been around over 12 years. And I know AI is a very big buzzword these days.
So you're ahead of the curve.
Yeah. We've been doing AI for the last 8 to 9 years, with 3 patents on it. And it's a very sophisticated, under-the-hood type of AI. Mm-hmm. So it's not in the generative AI sort of category, but more in just improving the advertising loop, if you will. Mm-hmm. So we focus on 3 core areas, audiences, media, and measurement.
Okay.
And we use it through a proprietary survey technology where we can ask consumers how they feel in the moment. And that's really critical. So the audience product, we can be used without a media campaign. So if they wanted to just know where your, you know, consumers are in the market to make book travel in the next 30 days, or are you changing your insurance plans? And that's a real-time sentiment of what that is, right? So we call that our Purchase Loop audience product. Mm-hmm. And that's available for anyone to use through LiveRamp segments as well. So we've scaled it, and the AI sort of finds more people that might respond into that category, and that's where the AI component comes in. So it's a scalable segment, millions of people become within that segment, and it becomes very relevant. When people apply that audience to their campaign, it could be digital audio campaigns, it could be social media campaigns, it could be their CTV campaigns, that it's off of our platform. Mm-hmm. We also have a full stack digital platform. So our main core Purchase Loop product combines that audience into the media itself, and we run mostly brand videos or mostly within mobile and in-app, but we do serve other screens and other businesses. And so the media runs, and a couple of days after, you know, someone was exposed, they'll get the survey. We have a very sophisticated control and expose group methodology where the AI learns why someone is more positively influenced of that ad, uh-huh. Correct? And then they would look to say, well, why did that happen? And let me find more people. So it's an incremental audience, and that's where the loop comes in, where you optimize performance towards that. And we've seen 3 to 5 times higher lift in brand metrics when that is applied on our media campaigns compared to industry benchmarks. And then because the product works so well, we actually took the measurement and we made that a standalone product.
Right.
And that's really where it applies in digital audio, where, you know, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, some others are new clients that have
joined.
So when
you say media, you're including audio as well as
correct.
Video
and,
yep. Yes.
So, they might run a digital audio campaign. We match those IDs in a clean environment, privacy compliant way. And we're able to then send a survey to a mobile device within their household and say, how do they feel about that brand? And so it's giving the, you know, digital audio companies a better way to tell if their media is working, what resonates with their consumers, and
right.
then how do they go back to their advertisers and say, hey, this works. And we have a great case study that I would love to share.
Please, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, so we just did this for a leading CPG diapers brand for a digital audio campaign, and they were really looking to, they required a measurement solution to drive consideration and purchase intent across 33 DMAs.
Right.
And so they activated our study, and they found that they got three times over industry norms with over 48% lift in consideration and 143% lift in purchase intent. 28 times the norm. So it's a real interesting program because you're able to actually prove in real time that it works. Somebody was moved. And that's the whole point of advertising, correct?
Sure. But I love the idea of in real time. Mm-hmm. That's so critical because so many times, first of all, we don't know if it worked.
Yep.
And then finding out, sometimes we don't hear about it until later and it's too late.
Correct.
For someone to even make a different media decision.
Correct. That is exactly the genesis of why this company was founded. Mm-hmm. They wanted a better way and not wait to see, did this work? Did it have the opportunity to work? It's literally working during that same media investment, and there's making a change so that you get maximize the performance of what's happening. And so we really are, you know, just so proud to be here and help the industry sort of move forward. And then, you know, it's just really interesting that AI is like at the core center of all of this, you know, solution.
Well, that's very exciting. It also brings to mind, is it being used at all to test creative?
Sometimes we do get some clients that do that where they want to come in. And interestingly enough, we had a streaming service that we worked with in Europe, and they wanted to test to see like almost a focus group.
Right.
Would they want to watch this type of product?
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, and so they knew based on the data that they had and the data we were able to give to them, which, you know, who already had the app on their phone and who already was maybe a customer or not a customer. So it was a really efficient media buy. And then they were able to just use the survey for audience insights. Mm-hmm. And they were able to see, you know, if they sent them a creative and then they measured, you know, did you like it, did you not like it, that sort of thing.
Right.
But most people are not using it in that way. Mm-hmm. But it is a use case that is
possible. It certainly could be used that way.
Correct.
You know, one of the biggest issues we hear from brands is the whole area of measurement and attribution.
Yep.
In fact, in many cases, it's the number one issue that's brought up.
Yes.
So how do we better share with brands and products that it is measurable and we can provide attribution?
It's getting there. I think that what we need to be, what we don't want to repeat history is make too many walled garden decisions on measurement and figure out a better way that we all come apples to apples.
Right.
And really look at that. So, you know, we're one solution, but you can look at, you know, a client of ours in the CTV space, which I think is very interesting, is Warner Brothers Discovery. And they created a measurement model that includes six different partners, and they launched it at the upfronts. We are one of the six partners. And so there has to be a consistent approach that brands and clients are taking to say, we're not just going to look at this one de facto because we've done it for 50 years, but we are now expanding and we're looking at where are all the gaps, who is going to be the leaders that are going to drive that performance for us. Mm-hmm. And that's really where the big opportunity is for companies like LoopMe, is to really sort of solidify themselves or ourselves in that space.
Right.
And so you're going to see, I think, a lot more consolidation and partnership in a lot of these areas. And, you know, it happens in waves. It takes time, but it did happen in sort of the, you know, brand safety sort of wave where there was a bunch of companies. And then there's really a handful that are the de facto, you know, must-haves.
Right.
And you're going to see that again in the sort of attribution and measurement space. As more, you know, technology arises, there's going to be more consolidation needed and also more acceptance of apples to apples.
Well, and as you say, technology is changing so rapidly. Mm-hmm. But again, you were ahead of the curve with AI. You know, so many people are so worried about it, and yet you've embraced it, and it's really helped streamline and grow your business.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. Our chief data scientist has grown up in the field of AI. And he's part of like the DeepMind team that created that back in the day, and we wrote, our engineers wrote a paper 2 years ago and went to the leading data science conference that KDB or KDD, I always mix up the acronyms there, and it's voted at the conference with all data scientists from companies like Google and other sort of large tech companies
right.
for what was the best paper, and LoopMe's engineering paper won. Best paper that. So the proof is there, the data is there.
That's amazing.
The data science is behind it. It's true data science. And so, you know, I think in the age of AI right now, the challenge is you can't see it, touch it, feel it. If you're in our UI, you could see it. Mm-hmm. But how to explain that to someone who's not going to be, you know, in the mindset of that? And is it scary is the sort of thing. I was at Advertising Week last week, and AI was a big theme. And one of the things that came out of it is that we were marketers were encouraged not to fear it,
right.
to learn it, to get involved in it, and then actually understand sort of where the limitations might be, mm-hmm. and then where we need to go. And funny enough, a lot of the panelists used ChatGPT to kind of prep for their sessions,
right.
and they realized that it was not at all helpful. And so there needs to be more context, more learning, and it just could do what it could do.
And your company is great proof, as you are. We still need humans
yes.
to not only interact, but make sure that we stay on target, our goals are met, and we can deliver what to our customers what they're expecting.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really the people built the AI, and now the AI is true machine learning. And so what we have at LoopMe is what we call our economy of models. Mm-hmm. And actually, you know, I use ChatGPT as an example, and that's just one really good language model.
Yes.
And we have 1,500 models in our ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
And so at any one time, a campaign starts, maybe there's just limited data coming in because it just started. And as more data pours into that campaign, other models might take over. And so often we see 3 to 5 models that are being used within one campaign cycle. And so that's really the true machine learning aspect of what's happening here. And I think to me that's the most exciting part, is I get exposed to these really smart data engineers, data scientists, I get to learn all of this stuff. And then we really got that to see the proof with our customers. So it's really exciting.
It is exciting. Obviously, radio on Main Street, we're very focused on the audio world and radio more specifically, and I'm so thrilled to hear that you are doing a lot of work now in the audio space. From your perspective, what are you seeing in the audio industry, and what should we be thinking about to make sure that audio continues to remain front and center and really relevant in the whole ecosystem?
Well, it's really interesting because radio has now transcended to be audio everywhere,
mm-hmm.
where radio used to need a device, or you were in your car, or you had to be somewhere and tune in. And now you can tune in wherever. You have your, you know, and your car is more digital than it's ever been.
Yes.
And so with that evolution of consumer behavior, understanding they want to get their podcasts where they get them. They want to listen all the time. You know, the quality of the headphones that they want are very important, right? All of this plays into the factor. And so it's just innovation of how radio can stay relevant. It's still the best way to reach somebody through audio storybooks or podcasts or, you know, news and media and music. I mean, it's an amazing medium for that bit. And yet, you know, I started my days in out of home, and we used to always say it's connected and it's all local, and it'll always be local. And it's a great way to then reach people where they are, the most like finite local media, but with mass scale, right? So it's a really interesting, it's, you know, I think it's gonna stay around for a long time. I love the innovation that's happening mm-hmm. within audio, and there's just more measurability that comes with getting more digital and more technical.
Right. I love that. I love the positive mm-hmm. outlook. You know, sometimes we get so close to it that we have to remain positive. So if you are looking into the future, what are you most excited about?
You know, I think it really is the tech revolution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were hearing a lot at this conference around what happened yesterday is not the same tomorrow. You know, there's a lot of new stuff that's happening. We're coming out of this year. We're going into a new year where now there's almost a mandate to go back to office. So if there's a mandate for back to office, how are people engaging with radio and audio in that, right? Are they now forced to drive in their cars more because they're not at home as much? Mm-hmm. Or are they streaming it? So now you have to think about place-based media a little bit more differently if there is that, where remote was okay and now it feels like it's changing.
Right.
And so it's an interesting place to be where we can't go back to where we were prior. It's the new reality. And so I'm just excited to see what is that going to bring? What sort of new thing can we do now that we couldn't do before that is really transformative mm-hmm. and meaningful and authentic? So that's what I think is about the future.
You remind us the importance of remaining open and, you know, just embracing where we're going instead of being more afraid.
Yeah, exactly.
It can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
We have a campaign where we talk about radio matters because, and if you could complete that sentence.
Radio matters because it is an important emotional connection to the world itself. And it's such a sensory experience that it sort of doesn't happen in a lot of other mediums. So I think that there's a real emotional connection you can create through radio. It's a trusted source for news. It's an enjoyment when you're listening to music. And it's also where you learn about the new stuff, right? Who's a new artist coming up who's now going to be played more often? So that's what I think is exciting.
Thank you for taking a little bit of time out of your busy day to stop by and chat with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So great to meet you.
You too. Thank you so much.
Measurement, attribution, AI, these are the prevalent trends in the marketplace today. Rachel's perspective on the future is about level setting and developing models that can bring methodology to the table to ensure apple-to-apple comparisons across media. We can all be inspired and energized by the case study that Lupmi shared that leveraged real-time measurement to gauge response from a digital audio campaign. The Lupmi methodology proved that not only did the campaign deliver 3 times above industry norms, but the digital audio efforts drove a 48% lift in consideration and a 143% lift in purchase intent. That's 28 times the norm, proving in real time that yes, indeed, radio works.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.